I want to ask you about this, Naomi. It's a story that's been making headlines in recent weeks. Almost £2 million of social investment funding to Charter Northern Ireland. Okay? And some of that organisation's key personnel have links to the UDA. Both the DUP and Sinn Féin have defended this government funding to Charter NI. What we've been doing as a programme is we've been looking at who the CEO of Charter NI is, Naomi, a man called Dee Stitt, who has in the past admitted to being a member of the UDA. He says he's no longer in that organisation. Have a listen to an interview he gave to The Guardian. It's currently on The Guardian's website. And this, Naomi, is a CEO of an organisation who has got, which has got over £1 million in public funding. Have a listen to their CEO.
So obviously there's a lot of inter-community violence going on, do you know what I mean, within Republican communities and within Loyalist communities, do you know what I mean? That's normal society. If you look at any society in London, Manchester, Liverpool, there's always going to be a big guy, do you know what I mean? There's always going to be somebody, a leader in that community, and there's always going to be somebody trying to depose that leader. In working class housing estates, you know, it's a jungle.
And the British government is doing enough to tackle that kind of violence, Northern Ireland?
Inter-community violence? No, the British government doesn't give a about us. People see paramilitary structures, groupings as a negative. Some people see that as a negative, and they'll use that as a negative against Loyalist communities. The structure's still there. They're involved in crime, they're involved in drugs, they're involved in racketeering, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? But Loyalist groupings are doing some brilliant work, involved in community development, involved in running fruit bath. Loyalist groupings and Loyalist community leaders keep drugs out of our communities, full stop, period. It's not here. North Down Defenders is our home not security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down. For Mally Boy.
We're here to defend North Down from anybody. What's your reaction to that, Naomi?
Well, actually, that's not the first time I have heard that interview, because I actually listened to it yesterday. And I listened to it very carefully, the menacing tone of what was being said, and I don't think it was particularly edifying. I certainly am not happy with, for example, equating Loyalist communities and paramilitaries, Stephen, because there are many people who consider themselves Loyalist, who consider themselves Unionist, who live in those communities, who are not paramilitaries and who don't want paramilitaries controlling their lives or being the gatekeepers over what happens in their communities. And I think it's disrespectful to suggest that housing estates in Northern Ireland are jungles. They're only jungles if we allow big beasts to roam and terrorise the rest of the community. And I think that there is a piece of work that needs to be done with the police, with politicians, to ensure, as the paramilitary report told us we should do, that other voices in that community are built up, that they are not strengthened in their position by government funding and by privilege, and that we provide alternative means for people to get their conflicts resolved by people who are committed to peaceful means. And I don't mind if someone has a past, Stephen. Everyone in Northern Ireland will have somebody close to them, family, friend, or whoever it might be, who has a past. I want those people to be part of the future, playing a constructive role, but they cannot be engaged in paramilitarism in the present and continue to be treated like their community workers. That's not an acceptable way forward, and it needs to be challenged.
I just want you all to hear these words again. This is the CEO. This is after, by the way. This is in recent weeks. So this is after the organisation which he heads up. It's called Charter NI. They got £1.7 million. £1.7 million of your public money. And the man that's heading up Charter NI, the CEO, he's on 30 grand a year salary paid by you. Here's how this man speaks about Northern Ireland around the UK to a journalist. Have a listen to this.
North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down for Mally Boy.
Is that a laughing matter?
No, Stephen, it's not. And can I say that, you know, if anyone is going to defend the people of North Down or defend the people of East Belfast, it will be the PSNI, which is why it is so important that they have the full backing of politicians to be able to do the job that they're there to do, which is to protect those in the community who are not engaged in criminality and hold those to account who are. And it's really important that they're able to do that without having to feel that they need to curry favour or try to protect people who are engaged, as the Chief Constable himself described it, as community workers by day and paramilitaries by night. That has to stop. If you're a paramilitary any hour of the day, then we've got to be asking questions as to why you're still roaming free. And that's got to be something that I think all politicians would be able to agree on and try to do something about going forward. We owe it to communities who are held hostage in many cases by people who bully and intimidate. And as I say, this is not about the past. The past we can't change. The present and the future,
well,
we can.
Gavin Robinson from the DUP, now not in reference to this video audio that we've just played you, but when he was talking about Dee Stitt and his role as the CEO of Charter NI, the DUP, through Gavin Robinson, have described Dee Stitt as playing an incredibly positive role in our community, transforming lives in East Belfast. That's how the DUP is describing this man.
And that's a
hold
question.
Hold on.
It has to be.
Hold on, Naomi. DUP. Hold on. Just have a listen to this man.
North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down for Maliboy.
Is that an incredibly positive role? Now, to be fair to Gavin, he's not. He hadn't heard that clip, but I would like to go back to Gavin Robinson again and say to him, that's the same CEO that you're saying is transforming lives. Defending it from anybody? Who does he think he is? And by the way, who is he? That's the other question. Who is he? What's he doing? And for the law-abiding citizens in this country that just wonder if someone who has been a former armed robber, and there is speculation whether he is still in a paramilitary group or not. He says he's not. You have a listen to what he's just said there. He's not the police. He doesn't defend this community from anybody. The police do that. We'll see if we can get reaction today from the DUP, further political reaction to this. Naomi Long, thank you very much indeed. 0303 80 55 55, if you want to react to that today. So let's set this story out to you that we're going to talk about now over the next 10 minutes or so. What the government is trying to do is they say, it's not for me to say what they're doing, here's what they say they're doing. They're saying that, look, they are trying to put some money into socially deprived areas, where there are people that maybe don't see themselves as having opportunity in life, that the government is trying to redirect money into some of those areas. Now, you'll hear it being called SIF, Social Investment Funding. And on the face of it, there's nothing controversial about that. There's been quite a lot of controversy over recent weeks, because we learn that £1.7 million of your money has been given to an organisation called Charter NI. Now, Charter NI has decent people in it. Charter NI has decent people running it. Its CEO is a former armed robber. Its CEO is a man who has confessed himself to being a member of the UDA. He claims that he is currently not a member of the UDA. But after the Brexit vote, the Guardian newspaper, so this is a newspaper which is widely read throughout the UK, and the Guardian newspaper come to Northern Ireland to have a look at a story here. And they speak to the CEO of Charter NI, Mr. Dee Stitt, a man who's getting 30 grand salary of public money as the CEO. Now, remember that he knows he now has a position of responsibility. Remember that he knows he's on a 30k salary, heading up an organisation which needs to have respectability around it. And when he is asked to talk about his area and Northern Ireland, does this sound CEO-like to you? Have a listen to this in full.
So obviously there's a lot of inter-community violence going on, do you know what I mean, within Republican communities and within loyalist communities, do you know what I mean? That's normal society. If you look at any society in London, Manchester, Liverpool, there's always going to be a big guy, do you know what I mean? There's always going to be somebody, a leader in that community, and there's always going to be somebody trying to depose that leader. In working class housing states, you know, it's a jungle.
And the British government is doing enough to tackle that kind of violence, not
none? Inter-community violence? No, the British government doesn't give a about us. People see paramilitary structures, groupings as a negative. Some people see that as a negative, and they'll use that as a negative against loyalist communities. The structure's still there. They're involved in crime, they're involved in drugs, they're involved in racketeering, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? But loyalist groupings are doing some brilliant work, involved in community development, involved in running fruit bars. Loyalist groupings and loyalist community leaders keep drugs out of our communities, full stop, period. It's not here. North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down from anybody.
That's the same man that our First Minister, Arlene Foster, stood shoulder to shoulder with recently in a photo call. Arlene Foster was not, when she stood beside him, in any way endorsing the audio from that video, but that's who she was standing beside. Let's get your reaction today, Claire and Maura. Morning, Claire.
Good morning. I just want to say I'm absolutely disgusted to find out that that person who's been heard on audio has been given £1.7 million. To do what with exactly?
Well, Charter NI have been given it. He heads it up. So let's make the distinction. Charter NI is a body. There are proper protocols in place to assess how that money is spent. It is a body which has done good work.
But
the bottom line is, he is the CEO of it. And when he said that, when he gave that interview, he was the CEO of Charter NI.
Exactly. What does that say about the intelligence level of the rest of that organisation? If that moron has been given the joke title of CEO, I'm sorry, he doesn't sound like any CEO I've ever had a conversation with.
He says the British government, Chief Executive Officer is swearing in it. The British government doesn't give an F about us, he says.
Exactly. And that is the CEO. So he has been appointed top dog, in his own words, of that organisation. What does that tell you about the people who are in that organisation if they're seeing him as their leader? I'm sorry, there are people all over this country suffering with mental health issues, with God knows how many waiting lists for God knows how many different ailments. And this organisation, this joke organisation, has been given £1.7 million.
They've been given more than that.
Exactly, and he's on, what, 30 grand a year? What exactly is he being paid for? What is this good work that he is doing? What is this good work that this organisation is doing? Why does he need £1.7 million? Can somebody answer that?
Well, I can answer it. There are many... The money is followed, okay? And there are many projects that are delivering good results. So I do think that we need to separate here the work of Charter NI and the man heading it up.
Yeah, well, the man heading it up is obviously on the pig's back, and he feels that way. You can hear his laughter. You can hear his smugness. I would like to know specifically what his role is, other than specifically, I know he's CEO.
Well, he's running it.
Yeah, but I want to know specifically.
He's representing it. He's one of the faces... one of the front faces of this organisation, which gets millions of pounds of your money. Not only is he one of the faces, he gets pretty significant endorsement from the DUP. Here's how Gavin Robinson described Mr. Stitt.
The gentleman you're talking about is playing an incredibly positive role in our community, and he's the CEO of an organisation which is transforming lives. Transforming lives in East Belfast. And I think if we want to get some comfort, and I think, I mean, the answer to Gary's question is no paramilitary organisation should be involved in community groups. But where you have individuals who are prepared to set aside their past, their history, the mistakes that they have made, and want to have a positive contribution in our society, then it's incumbent on me, and I think all of our political leaders, to make sure that that space is there for them.
Set aside their past, Gavin. Here's what Mr. Stitt's present is.
North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down from anybody.
Heather in Isle of Magee, 030 30 80 55 55. Morning, Heather.
Morning, Stephen. It's maybe not very relevant to the conversation because, quite frankly, I don't really have time for any of the goings on with stuff like that. But who appointed him as CEO? Where was the job advertised? As I say, it's maybe not relevant to the discussion, but you know, who appointed him? Who gave him the job?
I don't know. I don't know.
As I say, it's just my thoughts on it.
Thank you very much, Heather. Nigel, morning, Nigel.
Hi, Stephen. You sometimes don't know where to start with this kind of stuff. I mean, forget about all the, you know, just ranting about this guy. Let's say we have a strategy to buy off loyalist paramilitaries, and let's say giving this man the money is part of that. You're sort of going, well, that's not very nice morally, but if it works. But does that sound like a man who's about to leave the stage, if we use the local lingo? I don't think so. There's a man who's taking our money, having a laugh, and will carry on with all the stuff you expect from loyalist paramilitaries. So we're going to have, over the next month, all these announcements about they're standing down again. And they've no intention of standing down again. They just want the money from us. And they're going to carry on regardless. So if they're going to stand down, you kind of go, pay them, get on with it, you know, turn a blind eye, fair enough.
Well, now remember that Charter NI, remember that Charter NI are a legitimate organisation. Let's again distinguish. Charter NI, legitimate organisation, absolute protocols around where the money goes from that organisation. But when you have your chief executive, either someone who is a current member of the UDA, that's up for debate. He says he is not. Some people from within the community wonder about that, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He says he is not. So is he really trying to reassure you and the wider public about the transformed man he is when he gives that interview to a national newspaper?
That's the point I'm making, Stephen. I don't really care what he said 30 years ago, what he did 30 years ago and all that kind of stuff. It's where he is right now. This is not even a month ago. This is right now. Right now, it's The Guardian. I mean, he's broadcast. He knows he's being taped. This isn't some off-mic thing. He's being taped. He's saying this. He has no intention of, in inverted commas, in his guise as a loyalist, prominent loyalist, of them leaving the stage. The PSNI and Army are here to defend us, not loyalist paramilitaries. And I said in my text, but the police are implicit in this as well, because they have a sort of working with these people strategy. And look where it's getting them. Again, if that was working to get them off the stage, fair enough. It's not working. Paying them money and working with them in the
well, you're not the paying them money. Now, again, you see, look. So let's look at this. The DUP questions being asked around them this morning, okay, as to why are they endorsing Mr. Stitt? And they are very much endorsing Mr. Stitt, okay? He is playing an incredibly positive role in our community, helping to transform lives in East Belfast. Now, the DUP know that they're taking a risk there in doing that, Nigel, right?
Yeah.
So what if actually, let's look at it through the perspective of the DUP. What if actually they're taking a political risk, mm-hmm. and what that is effectively doing is encouraging people of Mr. Stitt's past,
yeah,
to really, really embrace peace.
Yeah,
to really, really say to people who he can influence, do you know what? That's the past. Look at these opportunities through peaceful means.
Stephen,
then DUP are doing what they're supposed to do.
Stephen, and you're absolutely, and that's my point. I totally agree with you. My loathing for the DUP, no end. But if actually we did something here that was going to get these people to shift away, and this is part of that strategy, I would kind of go, you know what? That's worked. But the point about this broadcast is, what he's saying is, we're taking the money, we're not going anywhere, we're the defenders of our community, get your head around it. And, you know, then that's it's not about the past, this is what he's thinking is now. So actually, if our strategy that the DUP that you're putting forward was working, you kind of go, okay, that's not great, but it's working. That's okay. It's not even going to work. That's the point. It's not going to work. They're still going to be here terrorising. You had a guy on about a year ago who was, he was a shop owner on the Upper Newnarch Road. He was paying his money. And is he still paying his money today? It's Friday again. Is he paying his money this Friday? Is he going to pay his money next Friday?
Protection money you're talking about from the paramilitaries. Exactly. I remember him.
I'd love to know that. I'd love to know. Is that guy still paying his money? Because that's actually the litmus test. All the rest of it is rubbish. The question for you and for us is that man still being asked on a Friday to pay his money?
Nigel, thank you. 0330 80 55 55. It's going ballistic now on the phones. 0330 80 55 55. We are back to Charter NI again, who tell us that they are trying to find a representative to speak to us this morning. We are on the phone to the DUP, largest political party in Northern Ireland. They are standing, literally standing, some of them, shoulder to shoulder with Mr. Stitt. You heard his comments earlier. The British government doesn't give an F about us, he said. And then he described himself and people around him as defenders of his community, with a little laugh after it. Now, what do you make of this morning? Sean and Ballymurphy. Morning, Sean.
Stephen.
How do you interpret those words? So what's your gut feeling when you hear them?
Well, he hasn't gone away, you know. The UDA are still very active. Look at what was happening down in Carrickfergus during the year when the RUC had to be drafted in the area in large numbers. Look at the tensions. Look at the guy that shot the other week. The thing about it is, you're going after the DUP here, and rightly so.
I'm not going after anyone, because I'm actually saying it's a judgment call, not for me to make. And what do you guys think about what they're doing?
Maybe I worded that wrong, but I think you're right to ask questions of the DUP, and they should be on the answer. But let's remember, they're only partners in the government. And their other partners, the Sinn Féin wing of the DUP, also had a hand in giving this money out. This isn't just the DUP. This is governance we're supposed to have.
That's right. So Martin McGuinness and Sinn Féin, Martin O'Mueller, they have come out over recent days in support of Charter NI. They absolutely have.
Yeah. You know, and that's what amazes me. You know, this morning you had Sinn Féin members on the radio falling over each other. Let's hear them now. Let's hear Jennifer Very Very McCann coming on now. Where are they all?
0330 80 55 55. We can ask them to come on. Let's be fair to them. We haven't asked them yet. We can contact them. Thomas in Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
How you doing, Stephen?
Morning.
Stephen, actually rung in to see if no spokespersons in from that New Republican group on to speak about this the shootings up there. But if you want me to comment on this, Deese did say something stupid there. There's no getting away from that. But, I mean, you look at the many stupid things politicians have said over the years. They're some of the most evil, ruthless killers in our government, both on the Loyalist and Republican side, who are doing excellent work. They're getting funding from all these things, which are quite entitled to. Maybe Dee is just a working class person. Maybe like the way Alec Maskey says he would stand with those stones at Short Strand if there was a tax being done, and the way Jerry Adams called people the B word and stuff like that. So
there's another issue here.
Working class people can't articulate themselves as well as politicians do. Politicians are well trained and all that. So if something's going on here in these areas, there's people from all sorts of areas who are normal working class people. And I mean, you can get a leader, you can get a Sinn Féin leader on there who'll speak very eloquently. But if you get the guy that's actually doing the work on the ground for a community group, he'll just talk away like a working class person, whether it's a Republican or a Loyalist.
His class has nothing to do with it, Thomas.
I'm not saying the class. What I'm saying is, people, you're from the Shankill Road, Stephen. You have a posh voice. You have an even posher voice.
I don't think I do have a posh voice.
Now, I've met you, and you're not too slow on using the F words and cursing yourself.
Absolutely.
Now, but on the
show, hold on a minute. Let's just take that as a point. One second. Exactly. So let's just take that case as a point.
Exactly.
Hold on a minute. I do swear. Hold on a minute. I do swear. Okay? But when I'm representing the BBC on the airwaves, I do not. Because I understand that part of my role, you know, all of us are in these positions. I'm spelling out a pretty simplistic statement here. when we are representing who we work for, then there's a certain way of behaving and we have responsibility. Now, the chief executive officer of Charter NI, for a start, an organisation getting millions of pounds of public money, that chief executive won't put himself up for interview. So there's the first question. He will not make himself accountable to the public, and yet he is representing an organisation that takes millions of pounds of public money.
Well, he should be.
Who else from Charter NI have you heard on the airwaves taking questions from journalists? I haven't heard it too often, and yet they're taking millions of pounds of public money. There's point number one. Point number two, his class has got nothing to do with it. If he wants to take the title as a chief executive of an organisation, if he wants to head up an organisation that is getting millions of pounds of our public money, then should he really be talking to journalists? And not, you know, look, a journalist in Northern Ireland, it would be just as bad, but he was aware that this is a message that he was sending out throughout the UK. Our chief executive officer of a company that gets millions of our pounds. Here's the message he sends.
Northdown Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend Northdown for Manny Boy.
Brian next. Morning, Brian.
Morning, William. I can understand why anybody can come on the air to try and defend what this man said or what we've heard now on the radio. I mean, you know what it reminds me of, Stephen? It reminds me of watching a gangster movie and him making a statement, and it's not funny, and his sidekicks all start to laugh. And what I was going to say to you is, the people on the ground here, where I come from, and the politicians treat them as really morons, seeing that we can't think for ourselves, or can't add up ourselves. This is totally ridiculous. And Gavin, I've just got his second name.
Gavin Robinson from the DUP.
What he said on Wednesday night, he should come
Tuesday
back.
Tuesday night.
For what he said, and the clip I heard there, he should come on and retract some of it anyway. You know, but my main point...
Well, Gavin, to be fair to Gavin, and we are trying to ring Gavin, or we'll try to ring him personally. We've already got a bit in through his press office. We'll actually see if we can ring him personally. We'll do that now. We've also done that, actually.
Also,
so Gavin was not talking about this video clip. I don't even know if Gavin was aware of it or her heard it. But this is Gavin Robinson's endorsement of D-Stitt, of the individual.
The gentleman you're talking about is playing an incredibly positive role in our community. And he's the CEO of an organisation which is transforming lives. Transforming lives in East Belfast. And I think if we want to get some comfort, and I mean, the answer to Gary's question is no. No paramilitary organisation should be involved in community groups. But where you have individuals who are prepared to set aside their past, their history, the mistakes that they have made, and want to have a positive contribution in our society, then it's incumbent on me, and I think all of our political leaders, to make sure that space is there for them.
You refer, Mr. Robinson, to the gentleman we're talking about. Here's the gentleman we're talking about.
Northdown Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend Northdown for Manny Boy.
Fred in Lisburn. Morning, Fred.
Good morning, Stephen. I've spoken on your show many times. Basically, I want to bring up one very big point here. You look at the years of austerity this country has went through, that both the DUP and Sinn Féin have told us, you're going to have hardship here. This group are getting £1.7 million.
More. They've got hundreds of other thousands of pounds.
Just to start with. Now, there's countless other charities, the Ulster Orchestra, RNIB, people who help people with sight loss, deaf communities, all getting their budgets cut. Well, this man is openly taking a salary, a paid salary, from this organisation and coming out and demeaning the good work that might be been done behind the scenes in that organisation. He's actually tramping that into the ground by taking that CEO post and salary. And he is causing the problems.
You see, now, there is another possibility. The other possibility is Mr. Stitt might actually be doing an incredible...